Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode, we're going to talk about the pronunciation of the letter H in Portuguese, letra H. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to have a look at the letter H. In Portuguese, H is H. So in 2009, Portugal adopted a new spelling agreement and officially changed spelling and dropped all the silent consonants apart from the letter H. So, if you see the letter H in the beginning of a word, we need to remember that is completely silent. So, H is always silent when is at the beginning of a word. I will give you some examples of words starting with the letter H, but we need to remember that we will not pronounce the H at all. Here are some examples. Hábito, meaning habit. Hábito. Helicóptero, a helicopter. You see how similar these words are? And I picked some similar words on purpose because they have the exact same Latin origin. But in English, we will pronounce the H. In Portuguese, the H is completely silent. So we did already hábito, helicóptero, hipermercado, a hypermarket, hipermercado, hora, hour. So in this one, in English, we don't pronounce the H either. Hora, humano, human. Let's see how do we spell these words in Portuguese. Hábito. H, A com acento, B, I, T, O. Hábito. Helicóptero. H, E, L, I, C, O com acento, P, T, E, R, O. Helicóptero. Hipermercado. H, I, P, E, R, M, E, R, C, A, D, O. Hipermercado. Ora. H, O, R, A. Ora. Humano. H, U, M, A, N, O. Humano. Let's go through them again and make sure you don't pronounce the H at the beginning. Hábito. Helicóptero. Hipermercado, hora, humano. So the letter H in Portuguese is never at the end of a word. So you can find the H at the beginning, or you can find it in the middle but combined with other consonants. This happens in three different situations. So the letter H can be combined with three other consonants. First of all, let's look at CH, or in Portuguese, CH. If you have a CH, that group of two letters may start a word, or it could be in the middle of a word. You will never find a CH ending a word. So it could be at the beginning or in the middle. And every time you have the CH, you know for sure that you should pronounce it just like we pronounce a SH in English. We should pronounce it with a soft sh. Sh. Let's have a look at some examples. First of all, we'll have a look at words starting with the CH. Shati. Chef. Could be a boss or a chief or a chef. China. China. Shock. Shock. Chuva. Rain. Okay, so let's go through these words again. They all start the same way with CH, and we will read them all with a soft sh in the at the beginning. So we have chá. Como se escreve chá? C-H-A com acento. Chá. Chef. Como se escreve chef? C-H-E-F-E. Chef. China. Como se escreve China? C-H-I-N-A. China. Choque. Como se escreve choque? C-H-O-Q-U-E. Choque. Chuva. Como se escreve chuva? C-H-U-V-A. Let's quickly go through these words again, making sure you pronounce them with a soft sh at the beginning. Chá. Chef. China. Choque. Chuva. Now we'll keep the same exact pronunciation if we see a CH in the middle of a word. Let's have a look at some examples. Bolacha. Bolacha means biscuit or cookie. Bolacha. Cachecol, a scarf. Cachecol. Cachimbo, smoking pipe. Cachimbo. Macho, male. Macho. Brochura, a brochure. Brochura. So let's see how do we spell these words. Como se escreve bolacha? B-O-L-A-C-H-A. Bolacha. Como se escreve cachecol? C-A-C-H-E-C-O-L. Cachecol. Como se escreve cachimbo? C-A-C-H-I-M-B-O. Cachimbo. Como se escreve macho? M-A-C-H-O. Macho. Como se escreve brochura? B-R-O-C-H-U-R-A. brochura. Let's repeat these words again and focus on the pronunciation of the CH as a soft sh. Bolacha. Cachecol. Cachimbo. Macho. Brochura. So another situation where we can have the age along with another context is with the letter L. So we can have L, H together. So it's not very common that this happens at the beginning of a word. This only happens in just a few not very used words, apart from one that we use all the time, the indirect object pronoun lhe or lhes. So I will not explore the other possibilities because they are really uncommon words, words that we really nearly never use, so I don't think it's very important for you to know them, but it is important that you know the pronoun lhe or its plural lhes. So first of all, como se escreve lhe? L H E lhe. I know this one, it's not a very easy pronunciation. We don't have any similar sound in English that we can use to compare. So I'll try to repeat and I will repeat and you'll try to follow. Lhe. 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 So lhe means to him, to her, or it could also be to you if it's a formal you, if we're using the você. Let me give you a sentence as an example. Let's say I want to say I call him every day. That would be eu telefono-lhe. Notice that in between the verb telefono and the pronoun lhe, we should use a hyphen. So make sure you have a little dash there connecting the verb form and the pronoun. So I'm saying it very slowly. Eu telefono-lhe todos os dias, every day. Now, a bit quicker. Eu telefono-lhe todos os dias. This sentence can be translated as I call him every day, but actually the pronoun lhe also means to her. So if I want to say I call her every day, I will say the exact same sentence. Eu telefono-lhe todos os dias. The context will be clear from what we referred before. So if I want to say I call you, being formal, a formal you, when I use the você with a person, I use the exact same pronoun. So lhe has these three different meanings: to him, to her, to you, formal. So if I want to say I call you every day, same sentence. Eu telefono-lhe todos os dias. And then we have the plural of this pronoun, which is exactly the same with S at the end. We pronounce it lhes. Lhes. And lhes means to them. And in this case, just like in English, it doesn't matter whether it's masculine or feminine. Just like lhe doesn't matter in Portuguese whether it's masculine or feminine, because it could be to him or to her. Lhes, it's to them. Or it could also be used as to you, plural. Vocês. So if I want to say I call them every day, eu telefono-lhes. Again, don't forget to have the hyphen, the dash in between the verb form and the pronoun lhes. Eu telefono-lhes todos os dias. I call them every day. Or if I want to say I call to you, plural you guys, every day, I can also use the lhes. Eu telefono-lhes todos os dias. And in fact, these two pronouns, lhe and lhes, they do start with LH. But as I was saying before, this only happens in just a few not very used words, apart from these two pronouns that I've just explained. So, normally what happens with the LH is that is used in the middle of the words. So, for example, the word for island is ilha. Ilha. You can hear the LH sound in the middle. Ilha. Let's do a few more examples. Mulher. Mulher means woman or wife in Portuguese. Mulher. Velhice. Velhice is the old age. Velhice. Melhor. Melhor can be translated as better or best. Better or best. Melhor. Silhouette. In Portuguese, silhueta. Silhueta, which in English is silhouette. Okay, so let's repeat these words again and let's see how do we spell them. Focus on the LH in the middle. Ilha. Como se escreve ilha? I-L-H-A. Ilha. Mulher. Como se escreve mulher? M-U-L-H-E-R. Mulher. Velhice. Como se escreve velhice? V-E-L-H-I-C-E. Velhice. Melhor. Como se escreve melhor? M-E-L-H-O-R. Melhor. Silhueta. Como se escreve silhueta? S-I-L-H-U-E-T-A. Silhueta. Let's repeat these words again and please focus in the middle. Focus on the sound L. Ilha. Mulher. Velhice. Melhor. Silhueta. Okay, so we did the CH that we pronounce like a sh. We did the LH that we pronounce like a l. And now the last one, NH. NH. That we pronounce like a nh. Nh. So nh is not very common again at the beginning of a word. It really only happens in just a few not very used words, so we're not going to have a look at those. They're not really important for your daily life. But the nh is normally used in the middle of a word. So let's have a look at some examples where we can find a nh in the middle. Rainha. Rainha means queen. Dinheiro. Dinheiro means money. Companhia. Companhia means company. Sonho. Sonho means dream. Nenhum. Nenhum means no, any, none, neither. So it's a grammar word with all these negative meanings of no, any, none, or neither. Okay, so let's see how do we spell these words. Como se escreve rainha? R-A-I-N-H-A. Rainha. Como se escreve dinheiro? D-I-N-H-E-I-R-O. Dinheiro. Como se escreve companhia? C-O-M-P-A-N-H-I-A. Companhia. Como se escreve sonho? S-O-N-H-O. Sonho. Como se escreve nenhum? N-E-N-H-U-M. Nenhum. Vamos repetir? Focus on the N. If you still struggle to understand this new sound, a little tip for you. It's a bit that sound, and I think this one it's a bit universal. Children do the nya, 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 nya. You see that N? It's that sound that you need. So let's try again to repeat these words. Focus on the N. Rainha. Dinheiro. Companhia. Sonho. Nenhum. This new sound, it's a very common ending for all the diminutives we have in Portuguese. So in Portuguese we have this possibility of adding the suffix inho or inha or inhos or inhas at the end of the word to make something smaller or kinder or even cuter. For instance, if you have a house, you say casa, but if you have a little house, we can say casinha. We're basically just adding inha, and that makes the house smaller. Casinha. Or sometimes it's not always about the fact that it's a smaller thing. It could be just a kind way to speak. For instance, if I want to offer you some coffee, instead of saying quero café, to want some coffee, I can say quero cafezinho. Cafezinho. It's not that the coffee will come smaller with less quantity of coffee, it's really just a kinder way to put it. Um cafezinho. Or let's imagine if I want to offer you a beer, instead of saying quer uma cerveja, I can say quer uma cervejinha. And when I say cervejinha, I don't mean a smaller beer, it's just a way to ask you in a kinder way. But sometimes it's really about things that are smaller. For instance, little children. Instead of saying crianças, which means children, I can say criancinhas. Criancinhas. Or if I see some little birds, instead of saying pássaros, which means birds, I might choose to say passarinhos, because they're little birds. So this inho, inha, inhos, inhas, with the NH sound, nhu, it's very important for all these diminutives we have in the Portuguese language. I will just repeat with you once again the five examples I gave you so you can practice the inho or inha, inhos, inhas sounds. Casinha. Cafezinho. Cervejinha. Criancinhas. passarinhos. It's very cute ending, this inho, inha, inhos, inhas. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this episode and you really understand now how do we pronounce this letter H. Silent if at the beginning of a word, but along with the consonants C, L or N, we actually have a sound. We might have a sh, l or ñ. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I want to thank to my dear patrons. This podcast wouldn't be possible without them. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barkanovitz, Philip French, Rebecca Hunt, Carl Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Fock, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford-Vang, Miguel Plektuvien, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramunas Plektus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Beditsk, Chris Brand, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hesselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaida Rains, John Mark Veit, David Kirkham, Zarmig, Andy Effort, and Rakesh Gupta. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau.